Welcome to FOSM 2020, everyone. It's good to see so many faces here. There's so many of you. Thank you. This year is a bit of a special edition. It's our 20th anniversary. So a very special welcome this year. 20 years is a long time, so I hope we make a good event for you again, and I hope you can enjoy it. I will say a few words about what you can find here today. So first, a word about the venue. We don't own these buildings. They are owned by the ULB, the Free University of Brussels, and they have kindly welcomed us in their buildings for the past 20 years, so let's also give them a big round of applause. So this is an overview of the campus. As you can see, we're using quite a few buildings. There's the K building, the J building, in which we are now, the H building, AW building, U building, and F building, where you'll find the cafeteria and drinks and snacks, etc. If you're trying to find your way around the campus, feel free to use our navigation tool at nav.fosm.org. It's got this map and routing information. If you're in a spot and you're trying to get to another spot, just enter the location to which you want to go, and it should tell you the route to take. So first, maybe a few words about catering. Food is important, right? Between the F and the U building, you will find a selection of foods such as burgers, pastas, fries, waffles, etc. And then in the cafeteria in the F building itself, you will find sandwiches and refreshments such as coffee and tea, cold drinks, and also beer, of course. At our info desks, which are located in the K building and the H building, you will find all the information you need. So if you have a question, just head up there. They have conference booklets, schedule booklets, maps, and you can also make a donation and ask any other question you may have. If something happens to you and you happen to need first aid, we have a Red Cross presence in the K building. It's on the second floor. If you're unsure where to find it, use our navigation tool or ask the info desk and they will tell you where it is. If you need help anywhere else and you spot people wearing any of these t-shirts, feel free to ask for assistance. The orange ones are our volunteers. There's a few of them here, so thank you, volunteers. The yellow ones are the FOSM staff. It's the year-round organization, but we're just also volunteers. I mean, everything here is on a voluntary basis. The blue ones, well, thank you. The blue ones are the dev room managers, so if you happen to be in a dev room and you have any questions regarding that particular dev room, walk up to the person wearing the blue t-shirt and they will be able to help you. If you're giving a talk, and you need any assistance with your presentation or have questions regarding video, that's our people in green. There's also someone there, so thank you. If you would like an orange t-shirt and you would like to help out during the event, head over to our volunteer tool and have a look at the tasks that are open. Or just walk up to our info desks. There's a dedicated volunteer manager there who can tell you what to do. So if you want to help out, just go and ask. Some words about our networks. We have two networks available. The first one is our FOSDEM network. It's the default network, and it's the one you should be using. It's defaulted to IPv6 only for a number of years now. So try it out. If it doesn't work, you're probably all developers, so fix your bugs. And the second one is our dual stack network. If you can't do without legacy IP, use that one, but you know. Please be aware that both of these networks are open networks, so all of the traffic you send over them is sent in the clear. Just so make sure to encrypt all your connections. This is rather important. If you spot any other network, use it at your own risk. Or, you know, probably don't, because it's not ours. Some words about our program. It's again a new record in pretty much all regards. So we're going to have 790 lectures this weekend, given by 834 speakers, which is a massive amount. We have 75 projects present with stands. All the talks are grouped in 71 different tracks. We have 42 lightning talks, 15 and a half hours of workshops. So there's soldering workshops for those of you who want to learn how to solder. All of this is happening in 34 different rooms. And since FOSDEM is quite a large conference, we have lots of events happening around the conference. You will find them on our website. These are the fringe events. So these are events organized by other people than the FOSDEM organization. But we list them on our website for your convenience. And if there's something interesting, maybe tonight or tomorrow or next week even, go check it out. So in total, this weekend, we're going to have about 420 hours of content. That is a lot. I'm sure you're not going to be able to, you know, divide yourself in 34 and attend all of the talks that you find interesting, or maybe you may not even be able to get into the room you want to. All of the talks are recorded by our video team, and they will be made available shortly after the event on our website, and you can find the directory listing on video.fosdem.org. If you want to watch a talk live, we also have streaming. So our website has links to all of the different streams we offer. All of the rooms are live streamed, also this one. So head over there if you feel you've missed anything. So our keynotes, right after I finished, we'll have Thorsten Leemhuis, who will talk to us about the Linux kernel. And then tomorrow at 4, we'll have Mad Dog, who will give an overview of FOSS over the past 20 years. And then after that, we'll have a small celebration event presented by Stephen Goodwin. As for our main tracks, we have a few today and a few tomorrow. There's community and ethics today, also history in this very room. Next, there is containers and security, and then we have some talks around the topic of the internet. Tomorrow, we have talks about databases, freedom, and just a miscellaneous grouping of talks in the K building. We find them interesting, but we couldn't give them all a specific name, so there you go. About our developer rooms, that's the bulk of the rooms, actually. As you can see, it's a lot. Didn't quite fit on the slide properly, but you know, you will find them in the AW building, the H building, the K building on the third and fourth level, and the U building as usual. If you want to find out more about the schedule of these dev rooms, of course, it's all on our website as well, so head over there to check it out. Stands, there's a lot of them as well. They're spread out over three different buildings, and you know, there's the names. The list is also on our website, so feel free to head over. We also have a key signing party tomorrow. There have been 118 keys submitted. It is tomorrow in the U building in the corridor, and it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Next, we also have some certification exams offered by LPI and LibreOffice. All of the details are on our website as well. And then if you have a need for a room for an hour for your project, we have buff rooms. You can sign up for them at the H info desk if there's still some spots left. It's first come, first serve, so if you need a room to meet, head over to the info desk and ask. Now, if you want to sit down with your laptop, use some power and some network, we have a hacker room in H2211. I'm not sure it's that quiet anymore these days, but head over there if you need a place to sit. So as you can see, our schedule is quite large. We have a lot of apps for different platforms. They're all listed on our website, and they all contain our schedule. So if you're not a fan of paper and would like to see this on your phone or whatever other device, check our website for the links to the apps, or check your app store on your phone. A quick word about safety. Some rooms will be full, such as this one at this very moment. So the doors will have a sign posted that says this room is full. If this sign is shown, do not enter the room. It's a safety issue, so for your own safety, just stay out, watch a stream. There's a link to the stream on the sign as well. We also have a code of conduct in place. You can find it on our website. If there's any concerns or incidents, please email our conduct team at conduct@fosm.org. There's a phone number as well if you'd like to have quick contact. Or just walk up to any info desk or ask a staff member and they will help you locate a team member. Now, we have to clean up quickly on Sunday. So we'd like to ask all of our visitors to clean up after themselves. If you drop something, pick it up, put it in the litter bin. If you see broken glass, contact a staff member and they will send over a cleaning crew, likewise for spills. And please don't stick anything to walls or the floors. These are really, really hard to remove. If there's queues for dev rooms or for catering, form an orderly queue, be polite, follow instructions from volunteers, and in the case of catering, our volunteers may be hungry and they may have tasks to do, so consider letting them skip the queue if you like. They would very much appreciate it. If you have feedback regarding the event or regarding a specific talk, each talk on our website has a dedicated feedback link, and we also have an email address, feedback@fosm.org, where we collect all the feedback. While we may not be able to answer all of your feedback, we do read it all, and we post-process it and discuss it during our post-mortem meeting. So please send us your feedback. You can also drop a piece of paper in the feedback box in the K building at the info desk. Now, as you know, FOSDEM is a community event, so we heavily depend on your donations to make this all happen. This event is not cheap, so we offer some t-shirts and hoodies in reward. For a 25 euro donation, you get a t-shirt. For a 50 euro donation, you get a hoodie. And I know it doesn't quite add up on this slide, but for a 100 euro donation, you get a t-shirt and a hoodie, but you also get a donation badge as an extra thank you, and of course our eternal gratitude. So you'll get a warm, fuzzy feeling. If you would like to make a donation, that can be done at the info desk in H or K. So head over there, get your t-shirt, get your hoodies, and your warm, fuzzy feeling. And we'd also like to thank our sponsors. We have a number of them. So thanks to our cornerstone sponsors, Google and Red Hat. And we also have AWS, Arm, Backmarket, Cisco, the Cloud Native Computing Foundation, CodeThink, Colt, Draw.io, Facebook Open Source, GitHub, Infomaniac, OpenTap, and of course our venue, the ULB. Now there's only one more thing to say. Enjoy the event. Thank you all for coming here. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Cheers.